And where do you see things heading? I mean, there's sort of this, you know, issue, okay, trying to get all these labs to follow protocols, et cetera. What about other technologies, and particularly the, you know, RT-PCR technology that has been used for the Oncotype DX assay where you've been involved? I want to ask you about that. But what about that type of technique to look at ER and HER2?
Well, I think, and this, the data that we have generated from B14 trial clearly suggests that the molecular assay of looking at RNA level of the ER is superior to immunohistochemistry performed by a central lab in an exquisite manner. So to me, that's an indication that the RNA assay is superior to the assays that we are performing now. HER2, we don't have any data yet.
Do you think that HER2 is going to play out the same way?
I think so, right.
Can you talk a little bit for, you know, somebody who hasn't been to med school in the last 5 years about sort of these techniques? How do you do IHC? What's it looking at? How do you do a FISH type of an assay? And what these RT-PCR assays are doing, and sort of what the difference is and sort of what we know about these different approaches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start from, I guess, RNA to protein. So the FISH is a fluorescent in situ hybridization, essentially looking at DNA copy number for a specific gene or that region of the chromosome containing the gene. And essentially what you do is you have a DNA probe that is fluorescently labeled. Then you have a tissue section with a target. You directly make that probe hybridize and generate a fluorescent signal on that specific spot. So you can actually, if there are two copies of a gene, then you can actually see two dots there. And if you have a gene amplification of HER2 gene, for example, with 10 copies, you expect to see 10 copies. In reality, actually, that's not the case, because many times there is an aggregate signal when there is an amplification. So instead of 10 copies, you may end up calling it 5 copies because two dots are together. And there is the problem of heterogeneity in the signal because of a ploidy issue. So cells are going through different cell cycles, phase, and you can have different copy numbers coming from different parts of the tumor. And sometimes you have clearly amplified cells as a subpopulation among non-amplified cells. And how do you call that kind of case? We don't have a rule yet.
Can you look at ER using FISH?
No, because the DNA is not amplified in many cases. There are a subset of ER-positive tumors with amplification. And they have very high level of ER, RNA, or protein. But overall, so-called ER-positive tumors do not have any DNA abnormality that we can track with the FISH. So the FISH will work only if the target is result of the gene amplification of that gene. And then we have RNA assay. Essentially, you can look at it a variety of ways, but from a clinical point of view, the only method that's been clinically validated is real-time reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction, or QRT-PCR. That's the basis for the Oncotype assay, for example. But I know that there are many other companies coming out with the same kind of test. So you essentially have a primer set, the oligonucleotide primer set, that binds to a specific RNA that you are interested in, and then you amplify that with the DNA, change that into DNA, and then you amplify that and generate the signal in real time so that you can measure, have a quantitative measure. Now, you cannot have an absolute quantitation in degraded samples like in paraffin block. What you do is you have a relative measurement in comparison to housekeeping genes or non-variable genes within the same tumor. And the good thing about the real-time PCR assay is that it's infinitely adaptable. So today you can measure HER2. Tomorrow you simply add another gene if you just know the target without much changes in the assay.